Hi, my name's Shebrini, and I'm the host of After Credits. After Credits is a show about the media industry, every in and out, in between, behind, in front, forward. And today I have my guest, Jack, who has been running his own production company since the age of 17. He is now 19 years old and has done many producing and directing. Hi, Jack. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Shev. Thanks for dropping my age. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm well. I'm grateful to be on this platform. My first interview, so I'm nervous.
I'm very excited to be the first person to interview you. I wanted to ask, what wanted you to like be a part of the industry?
I feel like I've always just been drawn towards it. And like my family growing up, we'd always watch movies, like it's like a unit. And just, I don't know, there's something elusive about film too, that when you kind of see like one behind the scenes thing, your brain's like, honestly, I need to be a part of that. So I think just that, just having like the fixation that's like, okay, I'm creative and I'm seeing this stuff that looks really cool. How's it done? And just bridging that gap. It's like, okay, I really want to be part of film now. Like it's something that I want to connect myself with. It's, I don't know, it's just so cool.
Did you ever like take classes growing up in high school, or was it just something you ended up picking up on the side while you were in school?
I definitely feel like the school, like what I learned in school, didn't necessarily put me on the path to where I was going. But I think like everything I did outside of school, like extracurricularly with my friends, like whether that's like going out and shooting little skits or like, I don't know, taking photos for someone's brand they're starting, like all that kind of stuff led me to where I'm at and where I'm going, just because it's like, you know, it's like that's how I learned by doing. So it's just like fun to meet new people in my field and then like teach myself kind of through like experimentation.
I've always wondered, so your company is called Smiley Boy Productions. I have it down there, smileyboy.ca. Where does Smiley Boy come from?
I think it just kind of rooted from me being just a happy guy. I never want to be taken too serious. I never want to be taken as like a cool guy. Like you're never going to see me somewhere like just like standing, like, you know what I mean? I'm always trying to meet everyone. I'm always trying to be around everyone in a positive light. I think I just wanted something that represented that part of my personality. A big part of Smiley Boy to me is like everyone's collaborative efforts and just like the community side of it. So when I was making the name, I was texting all my friends in the group chat, like, is this name cool? What about this? So it was my friend Russell that helped me include on that name, because he's like, yo, it just embodies you, it embodies everything. Like, you should just run with that. So that's where the name came from.
Speaking of Russell, is this Russell the one who makes music? Russell exclamation mark?
That is Russell, yes.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely be looking at one of his music videos in a little bit. However, we're going to look at one of the ones you filmed. I think it was in California.
Yes.
What was the name of that one? Rear View by Miranda Harrison.
Let's get into it after credit watchers. And I hope you know you got the best of me. You take my sanity. Left me blind. You told me to stay, but it was too late.
So, hi. So can you tell me about the artist and like what made you end up going to California for this? What was your process with the production?
That was my first trip to LA. I went with a bunch of friends. It was like the coolest experience ever. I was coming off a summer of like just doing a zillion music videos, it felt like. And then I started kind of having people reach out to me from out there being like, hey, I'd love to tap in for a video. So I kind of planned a trip where I did like, it was like 6 videos over 7 days. And on our rest day, Miranda, who's like a friend of mine that I met while I was out there, basically was like, hey, do you want to film a video for me? And she basically, we elaborate on the concept, but it just came together like so perfect. It's still one of my favorite videos, and I was like 17 when I did it. But yeah, it's just like a cool experience looking back on it, because I know nothing about LA. I don't know any, like, I don't know what any popular landmark locations are, so that was like a weird experience to navigate. that's kind of the backstory of the video. Yeah, it's just like a run and gun video, but it holds a dear place in my heart because it was a moment for me that felt like, okay, I feel like I actually know what I'm doing, kind of. Like, I actually feel like I'm on the right path.
So you're telling me you did that one on the fly? Like, that wasn't the 6 or 7 ones you had planned? Look at you.
No.
17 like and 12, ready to go.
That was like 12 hours warning, and the only thing was like, hey, we need to figure out a car. We need a car for tomorrow morning, and once we have that, then we have the whole video. So that was like a little bit stressful, but you just kind of like, the more time you spend in production, you realize like no one cares how hard it is. They just care that you get it done. So yeah, with a bunch of friends, just pulled it off.
Well, I would not have been able to do that at 17. So that looks absolutely beautiful. I'd love to see some of the other ones you did on that trip another time. Sure. So do you feel like there's a difference working in Toronto versus working in California? Because I know you've been there a couple of times.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know too much about it, but from what I've kind of felt out, I think it's, there's just a difference in personality. Like, I feel like Toronto, like, it's so familiar to me. It feels like home. People here are so kind, but LA, it's like, it's not really that. Like, you can find your friends, but then everyone, like, I think it's like 18% of people there work in the film industry. So it's like, it's all business to them. It's not as like fun, but it's warm and there's like taco trucks everywhere. So that's kind of fun. I would love to go back soon and make some stuff.
Taco trucks are a fave. Are they a must have on set always?
Must have. That's the go-to craft now.
So when it comes down to working in Toronto, do you find it's easier for you to like scout locations because you know the area in comparison?
Yeah. I think it got easier recently too, because the more people you meet, you just kind of like, oh, you do this? Okay, sick. Now in my brain, it's like, I need an AC, I need a gaffer, I need someone to paint this, whatever. It's now like, okay, I have a personal connection with that person and I can just pull them in and be like, yep, can you come help? Or, hey, this is the rate, you free tomorrow? Or like, I don't know, it's almost easier to just connect with people because we all come from the same mindset. It's like, it's cold half the year, but we're willing to all come together and work hard and make something cool. And you know what I mean? Such a tight-knit community out here, because I feel like everyone grows up in a similar way. So I love that about Toronto.
So you were saying earlier, like business and fun when you were working in LA, how do you differentiate that?
I feel like, I don't know yet, to be completely honest. But I think the more I grow and the older I get and the more times I travel out there, I think I'll learn a little bit more. I don't know. I just like, just want to meet as many people as I can, be nice, be known as a nice guy, and just make stuff that makes people smile, makes people happy.
The smiley boy. Okay. Plug in. So we're going to look at Racin by Joe BLK. I'm not too sure. Am I pronouncing that right?
Joe Black. That's my bestie.
Perfect. And when about did you film this one?
This was late October, early November of 2020. So this is a more recent project, right before like the most recent lockdown.
Okay.
But very, very small crew. It was directed by myself and another dear friend of mine, Daniel Barden. So very small crew. It was like 3 of us. We kind of put this together in like a day. But yeah.
So we'll check that out. Racing, I do this 365. Green on that chase, I put that money on my mind. Yeah. Need what I call, cause that's that money for my time. Breathe that blue smoke, should I do honey or the wine? Shawty wanna prevail. Said she love me, tell me she another female. Acting like she know me, all my good and all my evil. Acting like my homie, tryna press me for the detail. I can't get a grip on lil' shawty, sippin' on Bacardi. Twistin' up the weed, she told me that she wanna p-
I like
this coming back from each video. So where was this one filmed?
This one was filmed downtown Toronto, no permits. Very like homey feel on it. Very like, oh, I think this is cool. Okay, let's run with that. Or someone has an idea. It's like very collaborative. It's like, okay, let's go with that. No one's idea is being shot down. It was just a fun. I think it was a Friday night. And it was just like a cool experience to like create something with friends that was like, organic in a sense. It wasn't like I had like a label behind me, like, okay, you told me we're shooting this, 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 and this. Why don't we have this? There was no one, like, no managers there, like, forcing us to do stuff. So it was a really cool experience to, like, almost felt like how I started out, you know what I mean? Just collaborating with friends and just making, like, whatever we thought is the coolest thing.
Yeah, so you were able to have that, like, creative freedom to do what you wanted to do.
Okay.
Cool. So if there was – this is kind of like a random question. Kind of just came to my head. If there was any artist or actor, actress that you would want to work with?
Yes. Okay. So I had this list and I was making it the other night because I'm big on mood boards and like manifestation stuff. So I was writing down like five. I'm going to put like five or six out there because I think if I say it, it will happen. So biggest one right now, Olivia Rodrigo. She's sick. And my sister put me on to her. She's sick. So that would be number one. Number two would probably be Gucci Mane. I've just always been a big Gucci fan. I think he's spectacular. I want to work with Eric DOA. He's a hyperpop artist, so that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I want to work with Russell again. I'm sure it will happen, but that's my guy. So I love creating with him. And
we love Russell.
Yeah, and I think Savannah Ray would be the fifth one.
Savannah Ray.
Big artist from the East End, Scarborough.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing. She's super talented. And I hope to work with her one day. She's a real talent.
It's cool. Do you think it's going to be more difficult to work with bigger artists because currently you work with like closer friends or people that you know?
Right. Honestly, I don't think it'll be that difficult. I think what will be difficult is building a connection with them when you're kind of just thrown in. Because the way I've been introduced into like slightly bigger projects is I know the artist, I'm just pitching a treatment and like my idea and they go with it. So it's tricky because the way I like to create is almost like a friendly environment where, you know, everyone's close, everyone's homies. So it's tricky to do that with artists that you're just meeting for the first time, or it's like they're pulling up to set at 9 a.m. and they've never heard of me or never got talked to me on the phone. So building that connection and almost like a comfortability level with them so they trust me beforehand, I think will be the hardest part. I don't think it will be a transition from like medium tier artists to bigger artists, because I think people are people, but I think it's going to be like building that friendly connection, hoping they like me, hoping, you know what I mean, my whole crew is cool with them, and just, you know what I mean, making sure they're comfortable.
You want to feel like you have a safe, comfortable environment. Like
okay. Yeah, I want them to feel at home.
Yeah, totally makes sense. So when you first started, did you prefer that you wanted to do directing or producing or camera work or lighting? Because I know, for example, like I've been on set with you, and you have the single hand camera you're amazing at. So is that, do you have a preference or like, was there a preference before?
I think it changes. Also, did you have fun when you're on set?
Yes, I had a lot of fun on set.
I love that. I love hearing that. I think I don't have a preference. I think right now I'm loving working on the camera side of things, the technical aspect. I'm falling in love with that for sure. Because it almost just feels so daunting and challenging for every project. There's something to learn, something to get better at, and I think that's so important. It doesn't feel like work. It feels like something I'm like just genuinely lucky to learn about. So that's really cool for me. But I think I'm going to slowly work my way back into the directing side once I learn enough about the camera side, because I don't know, I just have so many ideas, and it's like I care about executing them, but the ideas, I can't get them out of my head. You know what I mean? Unless I'm directing. Whereas like if I'm DP, if I'm shooting a project, it's like I only have as much say as the director wants me to. That makes sense. You know what I mean? I'm working for something. Whereas I would love to be the one calling the shots in a sense, because I just have so much fun doing it, and it's a cool experience. So I think I'm gonna work my way back to the directing side. Answer that.
It also allows you to have the creative aspect you were like talking about before in comparison to having other roles.
In the nicest way possible, I'm also a control freak, so being able to control everyone is kind of comforting. But yeah, sorry to cut you off.
No, it's okay, no worries. I was gonna say, if you could, like, if it was possible, because honestly it is possible, but sometimes for bigger sets you need a lot of people, but if it was possible, would you want to do everything on your own, like camera work, directing?
See, I used to feel that way. I used to feel like I wanted to be praised as, oh my God, he does this, 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 and this. And it's so crazy how to do that all. But now, like, I'm having the most fun with my friends. Like, it just, I feel like I'm starting to understand the point of art more a little bit, because it's like, what's the point of experiencing all this amazingness if you're not going to share with anyone? So working alongside my best friend is the best feeling right now. So I love working with Danny. He's a producer, an actor, he does everything. Guy's amazing. It's so much fun to work with him, because it's like just someone that you want to spend time with anyways, but like you get to create something together and then leave something together. Like, that's such a cool feeling. So I don't think I'll ever want to be the scene as like the, oh, he's so controlling, he only does one thing and you can't pitch him ideas. It's like he only works one. I don't want to be seen as like, he's so much fun to be around and work with because he's so collaborative and he works with everyone. So that kind of answers it. But
I'm glad you mentioned Danny. He'll be on the show next week.
I will be tuned in
for Danny. Yeah. So shout out to Danny. So we're gonna check this next video that you did with Russell. A little background on Russell. He used to be D Pride in Mississauga. So how do you know Russell?
I met Russell through a mutual friend. And we have a lot of shared interests, which is interesting, because if you looked at us from the outside, you'd be like, there's no way these two are a likely pair. But that's probably one of my closest friends. He treats me like family, and I'm very grateful to have him in my life. But just like, we'll nerd out over the craziest little things, like certain editing things in Premiere. We're both huge Wiz Khalifa fans. So like, we both kind of like came up in videos watching like his vlogs and stuff, so it's like really fun to get to like have someone to like nerd out and share that with. So the creative process with him is like none other. It's so much fun. That's a little background on how I know him. It's like basically met a few times, and then after that I was just like, okay, we're having such a good time, we'll start making stuff together. So yeah,
cool. So we're gonna watch the video now. FMU by Russell.
Sweet.
Mommy, thick, maybe a handful so I could take a grip out of your thighs. Do that thing where you just sit.
I lied. Ah, sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, I was on mute, sorry.
Yeah, we're good.
I was just saying, you're chugging that water down. Too much talking for you?
Yo, I don't much water to function. I'm like a plant. I need, like, I'm doing photosynthesis in the background while we're watching these videos. So, yeah.
That's crazy. So same question as before. How was this process? How was it working on this set? I love the song, so.
Yeah, I love the song. It's so cool to me that I got to make that with Russell, because for the longest time we were kind of doing everything, kind of run and gun, funding it ourselves, doing all that stuff that you need to do to get your foot kind of in the door. And now, because of his situation, we were lucky enough to get a little budget on that and bring some super talented people on there. Danny, who I talked about before, the GOAT, he produced that video. It was an Underscore Studios and Smiley Boy collaboration. It was a beautiful moment. Lots of talented people on that crew. I'm very grateful for it. But yeah, it was like so much fun. I don't know. It doesn't feel like work when you're doing all that stuff with your best friends. Like, you know what I mean? You're start to finish, like creating the concept, shooting, and like you're just hanging out with a bunch of people on set. Like, that's so fun. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's there for the final product. So it's just like cool to have everyone on the same page, and like you can see your treatment, and then you can see the video on YouTube getting lots of love, and like, you know what I mean, people actually reacting to it.
You were saying like the enjoyment of it. I think that's one of the, I don't know if you relate with this. I'm like, I think that's one of the main reasons I want to be in this industry too. Cause like, it doesn't feel like work. Like, you're doing a job, no, but you love what you do.
Yeah. And definitely there are times where it does feel like work. Danny would definitely let you know that next week when you guys tune in. There's definitely where it's very taxing to be doing this, cause it can eat up so much of your life. And you can't really disconnect. Like, I can't unplug and be a normal, like, I'm in creative mode all the time now, unfortunately. But I don't know, just a really cool experience, because you're right, it doesn't feel like work when it's with like people that you're so close with. I'm super lucky and grateful to be in this position and, you know, working towards that.
For sure. Where do you see yourself in 3 months from now?
3 months is really interesting because we're super outside in 3 months. I think I will be back and forth between every place I want, like bus, plane, club. Like I think I would love to be back and forth between LA and Toronto, New York. I would love to see a lot of the world in the next coming months. And career-wise for me, I think that means just going with the flow, but then taking projects wherever I can. I would love to do some legitimate work out in LA and start to establish myself there, really establish myself here. I think it's going to be really cool world by the end of summer, because in 3 months, that's such interesting. I've never been asked, like, where you see yourself in 3 months, because it's just, like, so soon. But, yeah, I would love to work more on Smiley Boy, get that where I see it almost as an idea, but kind of bring it to people where they're like, okay, I know what this is now. I understand who's behind it. I like the videos they're making, all that fun stuff. Devontae Mowat, who is a dear friend of mine, we're working on a short film. So in the next 3 months, I'll be doing my first short film. So that's going to be cool. Very excited on that. And I think that's all for now. I'm not trying to think too much about it.
Yeah, I wanted to ask 3 months because sometimes people think too ahead. Like personally for me, I get really anxious if I think ahead too much. So it's nice to take it one step at a time. It's always good to have a like background of like what you want to do for the future. But like 3 months is always like a good span of like, what do you see yourself in 3 months? But I am going to ask, where do you see yourself in 5 years in relation to the industry?
5 years is really cool because I was working the other day in the form of a mood board. I think I will be full-time directing. I think I'll get to a place where I'm only working when I want to, and when I'm moving, it's with intention. I think I'll be so connected to the art by then that stuff that's tricky for me now is going to be really easy. And I think I'm going to get really, just by time, like by then I'll put my 10,000 hours in, and I think I'll really be a pro. I'm proud of who I'll become. But I want to be in Toronto. I want to be around all my best friends. I want to have ways to give back to my community and just the art community in general, because I feel like in Toronto sometimes it can be a bit like, I'm not going to tell you how I did this, or I'm going to push you away, because then that means you can catch up to me. Like I hate that. So I'd love to bring a more inclusive feel to create a space here.
Yeah, you want to share and not keep gatekeep.
Yeah, there's definitely like numerical things I have in mind and stuff I want to own by then, but no one really cares about that. It's more so like I just want to be doing what I'm doing now, but at like a heightened level, and I want to be happy too. I want to be really happy.
I love you. Radiate very happy, smiley boy energy. So, in relation to before you were saying, because in 3 months we're going to be opening up, how has it been for you production-wise and staying creative during COVID? Because I know the media industries, it's been difficult.
Right. I think film got, I can't say lucky, but I think we got pretty lucky as Douglas never really shut us down. We got to, like as you saw on some of our sets, you know, we have precautions in place to make sure that our sets are running super safely. So, you know, we've been able to have 20, 25 person crews on music videos, you know, full production trailers on commercial shoots, like stuff that other industries don't get the privilege of. So it hasn't slowed down in a sense, but it's been weird because with masks and just like not being able to meet in person, there's a lot of like formality that gets passed on. So like it can feel very transactional and businessy, if that makes sense, as opposed to like collaborative, creating art, fun. Like it gets very like nitty gritty, like what's your temperature? Bop. And it's like, okay, now you can come. So I think I haven't liked that aspect of it, but I've been really grateful to be out of the house in a safe manner.
Temperature checks and wearing your masks outside during sets is quite interesting.
Honestly, I just get there, I'm like, yep, and then they're like, okay, you're good.
Or filling out the form before you come in. Do you have this, or this?
_excuses, come on that.
So in the, how many years has it been since you've had your production company?
Two years now?
Yeah, 2 years. How many music videos and other videos do you think you've done so far?
I've only promoted that I've done 10 to 15, but I think I've done closer to 30 to 35. That was important to me at first. I need to push and do a million things so a million people can see my work, right? And then now I've kind of taken it back and I'm like, I'd rather take my time with things and pull quality over quantity. So, yeah.
For sure. Sorry, jumping back to COVID, I just thought of something, but how have you been able to, besides the creative aspect, if you don't mind me asking, does it ever take a toll on your mental health or your surroundings of how you feel being in COVID or just the industry in general because of how it is in Toronto?
Right. I definitely think the winter plays a part into that too. Now I've been filling out this log of my happiness every day. So I have a calendar and I go green, yellow, or red. And recently it's been all green. Cause the thing is let me find the light. It's nice out. How can I be upset at the world when it's like this? But it's so easy as a creative when, your feelings are dependent upon your success. You're almost your self-worth in a sense is mm-hmm. Do people like the stuff I'm making? That's such a weird thing to be in because I feel like people who have traditional jobs don't have to feel that as deeply as we do. So it definitely tolls my mental health, but I think more so in the winter. It's more like a seasonal thing. But I've been lucky to have really close friends to be around me, and we can talk and we can share our feelings, and that's been helpful. But yeah, it's weird to navigate it, right? Because with COVID and all, I don't know, there's different outlets that are missing ways I'd normally, get rid of certain emotions that I can't do now. But we've been managing.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear Smiley Boy staying smiley and all green. So we're running out of time, but I wanted to ask, is there anything else you want to share with the viewers? Any new projects that are coming up that you might want to talk about or your favorite camera angle maybe? Anything.
I think I would like to mention again the short film that Devonte and I are going to be working on. I'm very excited for that. It's going to be a cool collaborative effort between all my best friends. I know Danny's going to creative direct it. I'm really looking forward to that. And I think the more I say it, the more real it will become. And I'm hoping that by the time it's done, I can do a full thing in the theater and show it to a bunch of people. That'd be a really cool thing that I'd love to come to fruition.
I'll be there for the premiere of your short film, so... So thank you so much for coming on to the show today. Thank you everyone for watching. We will be here next week again at 6:30 on Wednesday with Danny Simpson, owner of _Studios. Bye.